Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Trac O'Brien, and this week we're looking at electric cars. In the first half of 2023, there were 16,766 new electric cars licensed in Ireland. This is up 65% on the previous year and is clearly a product that is on the rise. But for those who haven't bought electric yet, what's holding them back?
I would like an electric car. I think they're great for the environment. I think it's probably the way forward. But at the moment, I think they're a bit pricey for the average person.
It'd be too much trouble trying to charge it and long journeys and worrying about it at my age.
I'd definitely buy one now if it was affordable. Or, you know, when the car I have now is done, I'd look into buying an electric car as the next car.
Well, we decided that the proof of the electric car would be in the test drive. So out went our roving reporter, Owen Glacken, and met with Patrick Comerford at Windsor Motors Raheny in Dublin.
When people might say, really, electric cars are sort of a farce because we're burning fossil fuels to make them anyway, what do you say to those people at this point?
Well, we've got to start somewhere, but if you look around the office that you're in, the house that you're in, we have to use fossil fuels for a lot of the product that you're looking at and using. What we can actually say is once we've built that, you're not using fossil fuels in that car after that. The electricity that we use to put into that, we can decide where we get that from. And again, even in your home, you can upgrade and have your solar energy put in and facilitate getting the electric from solar if you invest in that as well.
You know, people might know where their local garage is, but I don't know where I'm going to charge the thing. Is that something people are concerned about?
Yes, naturally. Range anxiety and charging networks are the two. With charging network, what I've noticed, and again, I can say it personally, because we bought one ourselves at home, and the wife was the same. It's only until she was in it and started using it that then she noticed, oh, I didn't know that charger was there. We hear all these, you know, there's not enough network. There is companies out there that invest in this technology and have a lot of future-proof technology that they can roll out. There was a company that I had dealt with that actually put a charger inside a lamppost in a location in Dublin beside a garage we were working in. And literally that lamppost was already wired electric, didn't have to dig it up, didn't have to reinstall it. And literally you can just park up beside that lamppost and plug your lead into it and it's charging your car.
I'm very curious about this new Aria. Can we go out and have a little spin?
I did my driving test in Raheny Village, so...
Yeah.
Would you sit beside me somehow?
I'm making nervous, flashbacks.
I'm getting flashbacks of the whole process. Yeah, yeah. And I'd be lying if I said I passed the first time as well, I have reason to be nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no waiting around with it.
There's no gearbox, there's no engine noise, so there's no lag. You're just getting instant acceleration.
That's it. As soon as you hit it, you're gone. Yeah. I know, well, maybe this is a silly question. And obviously engines are all different and cars are all different, but generally what kind of distance would you be getting, or how long would you expect to get out of a full charge of your battery compared to sort of the equivalent on a petrol or a diesel?
So this is the big question that needs to be asked by the customer, and again with the dealer when they're in the visit, to actually look at the customers. There you go, there's that acceleration.
There it is.
We have different battery options. Even on Aria, we can go right up to a range of over 500 kilometers.
Well, I mean, we're just coming up a hill here and there's no work in it at all. It's so quick and it's so effortless.
We've got no engine, we've got no gearbox mechanical in it, so even from an after sales point of view, you've got less to maintain in one of these.
Are you saying there's less upkeep?
In terms of timing chains, timing belts, oil seals gone, those old issues that may have cropped up, those features aren't in this car because obviously we don't have an engine. So the interesting thing is we're actually sitting here on the hill and we're sitting at the traffic lights waiting and waiting. There's no emissions coming out of this car as we sit here in this traffic junction. Very cool.
That's very cool. That's the word for it. It's very cool as I turn up the aircon. Well, we're back at base. I'm sold.
So Owen's ready to make the jump to electric And thanks again to Patrick Comerford at Windsor Motors Raheny in Dublin. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Hours to Protect page on classichits.ie or on hourstoprotect.ie.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.